So this is a developing story, and the panic is visible in real time. As the Epstein files continue to surface, the same people who ignored this scandal for years are suddenly screaming about a cover-up. But here's what they don't want you to notice. The accusations aren't holding up. The photos being circulated are getting exposed as fakes, and the Department of Justice just went on the record to blow the entire narrative apart. Something has them terrified, and it's not what they're telling you. The real question is, what are they trying to hide before the public connects all the dots? So here's what's really at stake, because for years, the Epstein files, they sat untouched. No outrage, no demands for transparency, no primetime investigations. The same political class that lectures America about justice had nothing to say. Then suddenly, right as documents begin surfacing and connections to intelligence agencies emerge, the same people who stayed silent are now in full attack mode. The new narrative is absurd on its face. We're supposed to believe the real scandal isn't that a protected predator operated for decades with a leaked cover, but that the Trump DOJ is running a cover-up. That's the story they're pushing, and it's falling apart in public. Fake photos are circulating and getting debunked. Links are being deleted. Claims are being walked back. This is not journalism. It's called damage control. And when you see this level of coordinated panic, you have to ask, what are they really afraid of coming out? So as the story develops, it's a reminder that being prepared for anything isn't paranoia, it's wisdom. That's why I want to tell you about the Buy One, Gift Two Christmas special at My Patriot Supply. This month, when you buy one emergency food kit, you get two more absolutely free. Grab a four-week supply for yourself, and they'll include a two one-week kits, perfect gifts for family who need a little nudge towards preparedness. In a world where chaos can erupt overnight, and stories like this remind us that nothing is stable, having food stored away just makes sense. Head to preparewithgary.com right now, because this holiday deal will not last. That's preparewithgary.com, because peace of mind is the best gift that you can give. Now, here's where it gets even more troubling. Analysts are pointing to documents suggesting Epstein negotiated contracts tied to Southern Air Transport. That's the CIA-linked airline caught running drugs and guns during Iran-Contra. That's not gossip. That's a potential direct line between Epstein and U.S. intelligence infrastructure. Meanwhile, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche went on the record stating that nothing in the files has been redacted for embarrassment, political sensitivity, or reputational harm. He called the idea that a photo was pulled to protect Trump laughable, and he made the point everyone needs to hear. These files existed for years, and not a single Democrat said a word. Now suddenly Schumer cares? That's the hoax. Now, let's find out about this. They're defending a news anchor on NBC, defending former President Bill Clinton's repeated appearance in the Epstein files. Okay, sure. Simply being in the Epstein files doesn't imply any criminal wrongdoing. That's true. Same applies to President Trump. However, the difference is President Trump's photos are all in public settings. All public settings, events, parties, wide open in the public, where Epstein had invitations to go to places where Trump was and took pictures. The difference between the photos that we've seen with Bill Clinton and Epstein is like the one you see here. You don't see pictures of Donald Trump swimming in a pool with Ghislaine Maxwell. You don't see pictures of Donald Trump with a woman sitting on his lap. No, you don't. So it's all about the context of the image. So let's check in. This is Florida's Voice with Drew Steele weighing in on this.
Multiple. Like,
let me ask you about what we have seen released in the Epstein files so far.
Okay, so this is, you're watching Florida's Voice, and they're playing Senator Tim Kaine's on the screen there. And NBC Meet the Press is interviewing him.
Former President Bill Clinton is featured prominently.
Prominently, like multiple. I'm talking like a ton with redacted photos of women next to him and all kinds of weirdness going on. I just added all that myself.
In the first batch, as I was just discussing. Now, to be very clear, NBC News does not know the full context behind these images, and simply being in the Epstein files doesn't imply any criminal wrongdoing.
Really? That's an interesting statement to make. Okay, I just want to get this straight. Do you ever say that when Donald Trump's in these photos?
Where was that comment when the Trump picture was there?
You can't make it up.
Like, let me ask you about what we
exactly.
Have.
President Trump just confirmed he threw Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago. He has to keep presenting this. This is 2 hours ago at Mar-a-Lago. He had to say this again.
I think I actually threw him out of Mar-a-Lago. And as a, you know, as a person that was in Mar-a-Lago, I threw him out. Mar-a-Lago, this is Mar-a-Lago. It's the hottest place in, I think it's the hottest place in the world, but it's the hottest place in Florida. And everybody would come here. He'd come here. We actually threw him out. I actually threw him out.
Threw him out. Former President Bill Clinton is demanding full transparency from the Trump DOJ and the Epstein files. Clinton spokesman says the DOJ's selective release suggests someone is being protected. We need no such protection, he writes. He calls on Trump to direct AG Pam Bondi to immediately release all remaining materials referencing Clinton, including grand jury records and photos. Yeah, see, that's how you control the narrative. You put out a statement like that, and you go, okay, we got to get ahead of this. And we're going to point the finger at Pam Bondi. We'll call it a cover up, and we're going to demand transparency. Right? I expect nothing less from Slick Willie. Salty Goat writes, so I'm clear on this. The problem is Trump's DOJ is involved in a massive cover up, not that one of the Democrat heroes is a corrupt POS. That's the story these geniuses are going with. Stephen Hawking even visited Epstein's private island. Look at that. Stephen Hawking hanging out with the chicks. Oh, they're just hanging out of the island. How do they get in there? I guess they have a special helicopter or something for him. 19 hours ago. This is insane. Mike Benz goes through the Jeffrey Epstein documents. Holy cow. This is where he's talking about the Southern Air Transport.
Deal with Southern Air Transport. Jeffrey Epstein negotiated the fucking contract to move the CIA's proprietary airliner, Southern Air Transport, which was busted running drugs and guns during Iran-Contra. He personally was the authorized signatory on the deal with Southern Air Transport to move it to a military base in Columbus, Ohio to service the Limited. Hey, any of you guys got any bright ideas about how you would go about in 1994 convincing the Central Intelligence Agency to move its proprietary CIA airline used for covert operations based in Miami to fucking up and move its entire operation to fucking Columbus, Ohio, just to service your personal company instead of the CIA? What do you think, he cold called the CIA? You think he just schmoozed the CIA? Or is it because he was handling Adnan Khashoggi's money during Iran-Contra that purchased the guns that Southern Air Transport a decade earlier was moving? Jeffrey Epstein.
Mike Benz is on fire, dude. Always is. I would add to that that maybe he had blackmail on some folks too. Okay. So here are some of the photos that are surfacing that are totally fake and doctored. People spreading them around. This is another photograph of Trump on Epstein's plane with what appears to be an underage female the DOJ released and has since been deleted by the DOJ. In fact, the entire link can't be found. It's because it's fake. It's totally fake. All the pictures the left is putting out of Trump are fake. These people are stupid and desperate, and it's a very bad combination. Trump's hand on this little girl's leg. Another fake picture. Not a real photo. It has been debunked. Representative James Comer, 11 hours ago, calling out Hakeem Jeffries, saying he's resorted to name-calling after the investigation into billions of taxpayers lost fraud in Minnesota. Wrong topic, sorry. Someone made an image file viewer because the government's website sucks. Oh, there you go. The hosted files are for free. You can go to epstein-files-browser.versal.app. Write that down, and you can go and see all of the images in the Epstein files. Nice. Going back to NBC, asking Todd Blanche.
Has the Epstein Files Transparency Act prohibits redactions, quote, on the basis of embarrassment, reputational harm, or political sensitivity. Has anything been redacted on that basis?
Absolutely, positively not. And that's another trend that is just simply false. There were a number of photographs that were pulled down after being released on Friday. That's because a judge in New York has ordered us to listen to any victim or victim rights group if they have any concerns about the material that we're putting up. And so when we hear concerns, whether it's photographs of women that we do not believe are victims or we didn't have information to show that they were victims, but we learned that there are concerns, of course we're taking that photograph down and we're going to address it. If we need to redact faces or other information, we will, and then we'll put it back up. So we are in every way, shape, and form complying with the statute, which, by the way, is what President Trump has been asking us to do since before he was elected. There is nothing that he has to hide in the Epstein files. There never was. And even though there's repeated attempts by Democrats to paint him as being part of the Epstein saga, it's failing over and over again. And so you should not be surprised that the material that we released on Friday or the material that we're going to release over the next couple of weeks is exactly what the statute requires us to release, which is everything that we have from this case, with the exception of redacting personal information from victims and other statutes, you know, privileges and things like that. Otherwise, everything's getting produced.
Everything's getting produced. Oh, yeah. The DOJ website. And that guy built his own. CIA connections coming out now, even deeper. Here is more panic from the media. On Meet the Press.
Yesterday, you were referencing the 15 files released Friday. They disappeared from DOJ's website yesterday, including this photo of what looks like a desk with a drawer open containing photos of Donald Trump. Just to be very clear, to put a fine point on it, why were these files taken down? You're painting photos.
Okay, look at the picture. Look at the picture close. You can see it. Looks like a photo album. And one of the pictures is clearly Donald Trump. Okay. And where's the context behind it? I mean, NBC News took the time to go ahead and go through the pictures and find this tiny, tiny, tiny little image of Donald Trump's head on a desk in a photo album. You know what that is? That's a brag book. That's a brag book that Jeffrey Epstein would leave on his desk. So when people are sitting around waiting for him, or whatever they were doing, they could thumb through his brag book and see all the famous people he'd hobnob with. And in fact, that picture looks like a picture we've seen before. Clearly it does. Saw a photograph probably at Mar-a-Lago is my guess. So NBC News finding a needle in the haystack and then, oh, you deleted the picture because it had Trump in it. Let's listen more.
Yesterday, including this photo of what looks like a desk with a drawer open containing photos of Donald Trump. Just to be very clear, to put a fine point on it, why were these files taken down? You're saying it was at the direction of a judge?
Well, you can see a true motivation, but the reality is anybody, any victim, any victim's lawyers, any victim rights group can reach out to us and say, hey, Department of Justice, there's a document, there's a photo, there's something within the Epstein files that identifies me, and we will then, of course, pull that off and investigate.
You were referencing...
Yeah. So there's your answer. Okay, let's talk about, let's go, he's getting asked about Massey and other congressmen.
With the law, they, Congressman Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna, the authors of the Epstein bill, say the partial release of files failed to comply with the law. They say they are considering looking into the possibility of impeachment proceedings, contempt, even criminal referrals for obstruction of justice for DOJ officials. Do you take these threats seriously?
Not even a little bit. Bring it on. We are doing everything we're supposed to be doing to comply with this statute. And Congressman Massey and these other congressmen that are coming out speaking negatively about Director Patel and the Attorney General have no idea what they're talking about. They know the work that we're going through. They know what we're doing to protect victims. I mean, just think about what we're doing. You're talking about a million or so pages of documents. Virtually all of them contain victim information. So, listen, the idea that Attorney General Bondi would ever let a single piece of paper go out of this department that contains victim information is something they know we won't do. And the fact that they're threatening to impeach her for protecting victims is a reflection of where their head's at. It's not a reflection of this department. We are complying with the statute. We will continue to comply with the statute. And if by complying with the statute, we don't produce everything on Friday, we produce things next week and the week after, that's still compliance with the statute. There is well-settled law, as they should know, that in a case like this, where we're required to produce within a certain amount of time, but also comply with other laws like redacting information, that very much trumps, redacting information very much trumps some deadline in the statute.
Congressman Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna.
So here's the bottom line on this developing story. The panic isn't about Trump, it's about exposure. It's about decades of protection finally hitting a wall. Independent researchers are building public tools to browse the Epstein files because the government's own website was unusable. Citizens are doing the work institutions refuse to do. And every fake photo, every deleted link, every sudden outrage from people who stayed silent for years tells you exactly what's happening. They're not afraid of lies being told. They're afraid of the truth being connected. So the story matters because it exposes how the system really works. You see, for years, the Epstein scandal sat in the shadows, protected, ignored, untouchable. The same people now screaming about cover-ups had every opportunity to demand transparency, and they chose silence. And now, the documents are surfacing, and connections are forming, the panic's undeniable. Fake photos are being pushed and debunked, and links mysteriously deleted. Sudden outrage from leaders who never cared before. It's not about justice, this is about extraction. They're trying to muddy the waters before the public sees the full picture, but it's too late. The dots are connecting faster than they can be erased, and no amount of manufactured hysteria will put the genie back in the bottle. So here's my question. Do you believe, after reviewing all the Epstein files, that they will expose all the deep state connections? Yes or no? Tell me in the comments, and support independent journalism at the next news merch shop, linked in the description.